Following is an R.E.D. Podcast Network production, bringing on-demand geek audio straight to your eardrums one podcast at a time. To listen to more great geek audio podcasts, check out the R.E.D. Podcast Network at REDpodcastnetwork.com, iTunes, and Stitcher Radio. Welcome back to the Promo Cast. My name is Ian and I'm your host, and each week I bring you one hell of a wrestling promo from the annals of wrestling history, going back 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, as far back as we can go. We're going to delve right deep into those archives and pull out a great promo, take it apart, analyze it and talk about it and give you the backstory to where that promo came from. This week, I'm kind of privileged. I'm actually going to be doing a promo about someone who's actually inspired what this podcast actually came from. For those who don't know, I'm a huge fan of listening to the Steve Austin Show of Podcast One. An amazing show that Steve does twice a week for free. One of the days it's family friendly, the other days it's just unleashed, all hell breaking loose, everything but the kitchen sink being thrown. And Steve would often talk about promos, and he'd be talking about the importance of them and about the delivery of them and what they actually bring to the booking and how much they can make or break a booking and help make and break someone who's up and coming. So with that, one of the things that I was very cognizant of when I started this was I was going to at least be covering off maybe two or three of Steve's promos throughout the course of this podcast series. And this week, we're going right into the one which I think is what really took Steve and stepped him up a whole other level. On the 10th of October 1995, Steve Austin cut his very first promo for ECW, which was literally just in weeks in the wake of being fired by WCW over the phone by Eric Bischoff. And this was something that Steve took very personally and was quite annoyed about. And he's talked about this a great deal. I mean, in the last couple of weeks, he's had Eric Bischoff on the podcast. He's had Paul Heyman on the podcast as well. And they were talking about, you know, what happened, especially from the interview with Paul E., where they're talking about, the first night Steve arrived in ECW and how Paul Heyman, like, made him wait and wait and wait until almost the very end of the recording of the show for him to be able to go and have his introduction. And the reason being was Paul knew that the longer he made him wait, the more the sort of energy that Steve would have about it, the more fired up he'd get to deliver a great promo. So anyway, I'm going to play out this promo, which a lot of people, I think, have said that, you know what, before you get into the whole Stone Cold Steve Austin stuff, this is the best promo ever cut by Steve Austin. So let's go back to the October 10th, 1995.
You know, a couple of weeks ago, when Eric Bischoff told his secretary to tell her secretary to leave a message on my answering machine for me to call Eric Bischoff. And then I called Eric Bischoff, and he proceeded to fire me over the phone. I thought a big cloud was lifted off the career of Steve Austin. Because gone were the days where I'd go up to someone and say, "Hey, what about me and Sting? We got this big thing going. How about the cage?" And someone says, "No, baby, that's for somebody else. We're just going to keep you right where you're at right now." Well, then I said, "Well, how about me and Savage, man? I got this great idea, man. He comes in. He's got the Slim Jim deal. Well, hell, I got..." "No, Steve, that's for somebody else, baby." "Then you go, I've got this great idea. I can do it with Hulk Hogan. I'm going to be the Steve-O-Maniac, and we're going to take this thing all the way, because Hulk Hogan, Hulkamania, was the biggest thing to ever come down to wrestling's pike." And they say, "No, that's not for you, brother. You can't do that. We're going to keep you right where you are." I said, how about me and Brian get back together? The Hollywood Blondes, it was the best tag team to come along in 10 years. And they say, no, Steve, we need you in a singles role, man. We need you to do this. We're going to put the U.S. title on you, and then we're going to take you here, and then you're the number one contender, so then you get this world title shot. Well, all that never happened. So there I am, floundering along. There's nothing going my way because the politics in WCW kept the biggest potential superstar in wrestling on the damn ground. What are you supposed to do? On one hand, they're paying you a bunch of money. They're paying me a bunch of money. Well, on this hand, they're telling me, hey, go out there and give Bagwell a hell of a match. Go out there with an 18-year-old German kid. Give him 7 good minutes. Let the people see what he can do. They say you are what you eat. In WCW, they didn't feed me nothing but garbage. So I let myself become garbage. I became complacent with everything that they said. As long as Big Ted kept sending in the checks, maybe I wasn't happy with what was going on, but I became complacent. Then they send me to Japan, the big injury. Bischoff delivers a shot heard around the damn world. Steve Austin's out of the high-paying job. All of a sudden, the phone starts ringing off the hook. It's ECW. It's the WWF. It's All Japan. It's New Japan. And all Steve Austin's got to do is make a decision. Todd Gordon, whether he mortgaged his house one time, two times, maybe three times, came up with the right figure for Steve Austin to make a decision. I stroll into the ECW arena. It's the biggest piece of crap I've ever seen. I broke in a building called the Sportatorium in Dallas, Texas, home of the world-famous Von Erichs. Anybody that was anybody stepped foot in a Dallas Sportatorium. For the last 2 years, all you've heard about anywhere in wrestling is the famous ECW arena. Debut night, I roll in. You've got the Sandman. You've got the Raven. You got the Pit Bulls. You got Stevie Richards. You got the Public Enemy. You got the Gangsters. You got Mikey Wickrep, whatever the hell his name is. You got a bunch of damn misfits running around thinking that they can actually wrestle. All I've seen in ECW is a bunch of violent crap. And that's exactly what I'll call it, because that's what it is. Steve Austin is here to wrestle. It's what I do best. It's what I do better than anybody in the world. Dean Malenko, Eddie Guerrero, they got the big send-off. Tears were in everybody's eyes. It was a big deal. All Steve Austin got was a good swift kick in the ass as Bischoff hung up the phone and left me high and dry. There's no Hogan's here. There's no Flairs here. There's not a Dusty Rhodes. And there damn sure isn't an Eric Bischoff here. There's no one that can hold back Steve Austin now. Stunning. Tossed it out the window. Never was meant to be. ECW is going to find out firsthand what Steve Austin can do. And I'm going to show everybody here exactly what a true superstar is supposed to do. What a true superstar is supposed to be. Because no one here can hold me back. Not Todd Gordon. Not Hulk Hogan. Not Eric Bischoff. Nobody. I'm going to be the superstar that I always knew that I could be, because there's no one in ECW that can stop me.
I love this promo, and I love it for a number of reasons. One of the main reasons I think I really like this promo is because when you look at it and you listen to it, I mean, number one, let's just take the looking at it side of it. You've got Steve sitting there in a muscle top with his blonde hair and a baseball cap and clean shaven as well. Not the Steve Austin that you're used to actually knowing. And especially if you're sort of later to it as well. Your Steve Austin you know of is Steve Austin with a bald head and a goatee, wearing like a leather cut, usually with BMF or something else that's written on it. And that's the Steve Austin you know. But this is like a very, very different type of Steve Austin from a very different era as well. And the one thing that's also really cool about when you look back at this promo is that you realize that even today, Steve Austin looks back at that, and Steve Austin will, and many times he said this himself, that the idea that he got fired, you know, what he didn't hold any resentment when he looks later on, and like when he understood why he got fired. He knew it was nothing personal, that it was just business. And you know what? He was injured, so what were they going to do? That's just how they conducted their business, and he didn't, and never held any real resentment from, but just that immediate thing of like, you fired me, and then just using it. And Steve and a lot of wrestlers have always said, Jericho, I mean, you ask any of them, they'll tell you that the best personality you can be as a wrestler, if you really want to get over, is yourself turned up to 11. And that promo is Steve Austin turned up to 11. Anyone who's listened to the Steve Austin show know that is definitely Steve turned up to 11. And Stone Cold Steve Austin, from my money worth, that particular persona for the ring, I believe, is Steve Austin turned up to 12. I don't believe it's him at 11. I think this promo is really Steve Austin's personality at 11. And it's great when you can look back at those and you realize where they came from. And especially, if, like, for me, I was in my late teens in the 90s, so I remember an awful lot of this. I remember being able to watch bits and pieces of ECW, watching WCW, watching WWF when it was called that. So for me, it's like going back into my late teens, and I remember seeing Steve's debut not long in WWF when he came in as the ringmaster, and I still think it's kind of funny as well. And especially just the last promo, just as a sort of a side note to this, you should actually go and have a look on YouTube for Steve's last promo before he leaves ECW to go to the WWF to be the ringmaster. And Steve's last promo is, I can't remember what exactly he says, but in paraphrasing it, he basically calls out Hulk Hogan and Eric Bischoff and warns them that he's coming and that he's going to put them out of business. And the irony was, WCW did end up going out of business eventually. And then Vince coming in and like buying what was left of WCW. And then later on, of course, acquiring ECW when it was basically dying. And again, Paul Heyman has talked about this on the recent podcasts for the Steve Austin show. So you can go back and actually check that out. If you haven't checked out that show, you really should. I would love to know what you think about that promo. Do you think there is any better promos that Steve Austin has cut prior to becoming Stone Cold Steve Austin? Do you think maybe some of the promos he cut as Steve Austin, US champion for WCW, or maybe the television champion, some of the promos that he cut, or maybe it's the promos that he cut when he was with Brian Pillman in the Hollywood Blondes, maybe some of those ones. Let me know, hit me up on the Twitters or send an email. Remember, if you've subscribed to the show, thank you very much for checking it out and downloading it, and if you haven't left a rating and review, please do, because it helps the show. Until next time, make sure people's shoulders are pinned on the mat when you're going for that three count. It's a bitch. It'll get you. See you next week, folks.